The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for education and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
The man worked for an oxygen company, and the lady phoned in. This lady phoned in and wanted her oxygen concentrator picked up. When the employee asked why, she said, "I don't want to get addicted to it. I want to be able to breathe without oxygen." The man had to put her on hold so he could regain his composure. All he could think to say was, "Too late." Okay, well, one thing that most of us are addicted to is our dependence on all things electronic. Hopefully we'll stay addicted to oxygen, but when it comes to things that are electrical or electronic, you know, from cell phones and computers to tablets and TVs, and of course, all things electrical, like lights and cooling and cleaning and cooking devices that we all use from, well, several times a day. Everything is, you know, our world is electrical and electronic and technological. How could we survive without it? Well, much of the world does, and is our over-reliance affecting our health? So in this hour of the program, Arthur Furstenberg has a new book out, which we're going to talk about and talk to him about, The Invisible Rainbow, A History of Electricity and Life. Now, Arthur's a scientist and journalist. He was going to become a medical doctor himself, but an X-ray overdose, speaking of electronics and electrical things, cut short his medical career, and we'll talk about that, but he'll talk about the effects of electronic fields and radiation on your body and your mind. He's a researcher and expert on this. He's been studying it for decades and has all the documentation. In fact, his book has 150 pages of bibliography, if you can believe that. That's longer than a lot of people that have books. I mean, a lot of books are only 150 pages long, period. And yet his bibliography alone is 150 pages almost. Anyway, Arthur Furstenberg joining us after a few announcements and features, and then on to our guest on electronic and electrical pollution and how it affects your health. And speaking of, I didn't get to this last hour on the Health Hotline News, but cell phones, and we'll talk about this with Arthur, you know, like microwave ovens, they give off non-ionizing radiation. So, you know, some people say, well, it's less than a microwave oven. But a few studies have shown increased risk of brain cancer in heavy cell phone users. So we'll talk about that. Also, microwave ovens, reality, although they're not ionizing radiation, they do emit radiation nevertheless. And is that a concern? Well, mention that. And then power lines, the electromagnetic fields around electrical power lines. There are some studies pointing to higher cancer incidence in people who live near or somewhat in the vicinity of some of these transformers and, you know, some of the major electromagnetic waves that they give off, even though they're the non-ionizing kind. Okay. All right. So much for that. Let's see. Oh, boy, the time is flying by. Do you have dirty laundry? Well, you know, April is Earth Day Awareness or Earth Day Month. One of the most polluting, and this surprised me. I had no idea. But one of the most polluting economic activities on the planet is the clothing industry. They create carbon emissions, get this, of 1.2 billion tons a year. More than aviation, more than all the planes, everything that's flying, airplanes and jets and everything, they produce more pollution than that, if you can imagine. And across the planet, more people are wearing more clothes for shorter times. Well, most of the clothes nowadays are made with synthetic fabrics, most common fabric being polyester, which is essentially a plastic made from oil, right? And these materials don't biodegrade after disposal. That's the main problem. But every time they're washed, they do shed minuscule fibers that end up polluting waterways and rivers and seas. So that's a problem. And let's see, what else does it say about this? Oh, 3/4 of discarded clothing ends up in landfill or being burned, and less than 1% is being recycled into other garments, partly because recycling clothes isn't easy. But that could soon change. A Japanese company called Teijin has developed a way to chemically decompose polyester so it can be used again as a raw material. How about that? All right, good news. All right, let's see, global warming. We'll save that article. Let's go to matters of sexual health. Sexually transmitted diseases and infections are on the rise. This is in Australia, but and they're talking about syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia in particular. But the story is similar in the United States, where rates of STIs have climbed over the last decade. And they say that a driver may be the popularity of dating apps like Tinder, which makes it easier to hook up with more people, as you know. Online dating appears to be less likely to, or the online daters, rather, appear less likely to practice safe sex. In fact, British men who use online dating services are more likely to have sex without a condom. And they found that, female U.S. college students found that those who use dating apps were twice as likely to have unprotected sex in the previous 3 months. And that's a problem with STIs. Okay, we're not going to have time for the yikes for the fitness file. We'll save that for next week. Let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Some recycled info or humor from a year or two ago, but these were so funny. These students got an F on these exams, these questions, and here's why. Number one, give a reason why people would want to live near power lines. The answer with a student, you get your electricity faster, closer to the power line, right? Give three ways to reduce heat loss in your home. Number one, thermal underwear. Number two, move to the tropics. Number three, close the door. That's a good way to reduce heat loss. Okay. And finally, my favorite exam question where the student got an F says, is the moon or the sun more important? The answer, the moon gives us light at night when we need it. The sun only produces light in the day when we don't. Therefore, the moon is more important. Hey, a healthy, sunny Saturday to you wherever you are. And we hope the sun is shining in your life, at least mentally, if not physically. And we'll be back with more information for your good health with our guest, Arthur Furstenberg, the author of the new book, The Invisible Rainbow, A History of Electricity and Life and How It Affects Your Health. Of course, later this hour, veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier joins us with his weekly health report and more information all hour long, here to keep your weekend strong. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Greens new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. My guest is a scientist and journalist, Arthur Furstenberg, the author of The Invisible Rainbow, A History of Electricity and Life. He's a graduate of Cornell University, also attended the University of California Irvine School of Medicine. And speaking of medicine, an X-ray overdose cut short his medical career. But since then, Arthur Furstenberg has been a researcher and expert on the health and environmental effects of electromagnetic radiation, which is our topic of discussion this hour with him. And we'd like to welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Arthur. How the health are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thanks for being there and doing what you do. Now, first of all, right off the bat, I want to pay you an unusual compliment regarding your book, and that is, in my almost 28 years of interviewing authors, probably 2,000 doctors and health experts and authors, I can't remember anyone who's had a book with almost 150 pages of bibliography. I mean, that's pretty impressive. And by the way, your other 400 pages are pretty impressive too, but I just want to tell you that it's a very well-researched book, and my compliments out to you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, let's start by talking about giving a backgrounder to our listeners. And let's talk about the history of electricity, and then we'll get into how it affects our health. Tell us, I mean, it's a lot older than we think, than modern day, or than most people realize. I mean, electricity has been with us hundreds of years.
Well, for most of the first two centuries that it was in use in primarily in medicine. It was considered kind of a panacea for your ills. You would go to the doctor's office and you would get electricity as a cure for what ails you. Neurological ailments, arthritis, whatever. Deafness, blindness, paralysis. And there were remarkable numbers of reported cures. But it was considered, electricity was considered a property of life. And when it was discovered in the human body, it was first harnessed for that purpose.
Okay, so how did it, obviously they didn't have really modern devices as we see in the doctor's offices today. In that period of time, or in that time in history, what did they have, like different steel balls, or how do they generate electricity?
They generated static electricity.
Yeah, right.
It would be a big machine that they cranked up, and it would generate a charge, and they could flow it gently through your body, or they could actually generate sparks if they wanted a strong effect. And they have, you can see such machines if you go to the Bakken Museum of Electricity in Life in Minneapolis.
Wow, really?
They have them on display from the 18th century, yes.
I didn't know they had an electrical museum. that's really something.
I did some of my early research there.
Ah. Now, how did you first get interested in this yourself? Was it because you had an overdose of x-rays? And tell us about how that happened.
Actually, it was an overdose of dental x-rays.
Oh,
And the answer is yes. I was at the end of my second year of medical school, about to take the boards. And this is not something they taught us in medical school. And it was not something that I was ever aware of as something that affected my health. But I had a large series of dental x-rays in an effort to get some infections cleared up, and had a root canal that didn't work. Make a long story short, I was sitting in the dentist chair and turned on the x-ray machine. This was after a summer of many, many x-rays. And I felt an electric current go through my head and through my body and out through my toes.
Wow. Boy, they're talking about an overdose. What did they forget to turn off the machine, or what happened? Or was
it's just this
malfunction?
Could have been. It could have been one too many x-rays in the short of in the span of a summer, or it could have been a malfunctioning machine, and I don't know.
What year was that, by the way, Arthur?
1980.
Okay, so that was some decades ago.
So it was an injury, and I went back to the hospital where I was a student, and the very next day I could feel like electricity coming from all the electrical appliances. You know the sensation if you stick your finger in a light socket, you feel electricity. Uh-huh. Well, I could feel it at a distance, most strongly from the x-ray machines and the ultrasound machines and all the, but basically from every electrical appliance.
Unbelievable, huh? And so what transpired? How did you get over that, or did it just fade away or diminish?
Well, I tried to ignore it,
mm-hmm.
and I stuck it out pretty much through my third year. But I noticed that when I was on surgery rotation and I assisted in the OR, in the operating room, for 3 days afterwards, I would have crippling pains in my hips.
Hmm.
And I made a deal with my attending physician. Can I get excused from the OR? And he said, you can do it on one condition, that you write a term paper. You write a research paper on the topic of your choice. And I chose the effects of radiant energy on living organisms.
Oh, interesting.
And that was my introduction to the theoretical aspects of this. In other words, I experienced it firsthand before I knew anything about it.
And did you meet other people that experienced a similar effect or had...
Not for another almost 10 years.
Oh, okay. So ever since then, you've been researching this particular field.
Correct.
Of study. Okay. So let's talk about different types of electricity, and you mentioned static electricity, of course, in ancient times, and using it as a medicinal panacea. But there's, of course, there's MRIs, and there's dental X-rays, as you mentioned, and static different electrical devices, radiation from cell phones, and radio and TV towers. We're getting bombarded all the time with some type of electricity or electrical energy. What is the consequence of all this? Is it cumulative or is it selective? Are certain people sensitive to certain types of electrical pollution, such as somebody might be?
Everybody is affected,
whether they feel it or not.
Whether you feel it or not, and more people feel it than you would imagine.
And do they just dismiss it, or do they not?
That's correct. It's most people dismiss it. If you, there have been actual studies, very few of them, but here and there, scientists have done studies where they've gathered groups of people together and they've asked them, do you get a headache from your cell phone?
Hmm.
And it turns out that if you bother to ask people, most people get headaches from their cell phone.
Really?
But they don't talk about it to each other because it's not socially acceptable.
Huh.
And they ignore it.
Now, is that after being on for a few hours, or
yes?
Yeah.
In the There was one study that they back in the 1990s when people weren't on their cell phones for so long, and if you were on it for an hour at a time, that was considered heavy use, and about 25% of those people got headaches. Then there was a study in Ukraine in the last couple of years where they asked a group of several hundred students, and the students who were on for, I think, over 2 hours, about 75% of them said they had headaches.
Wow. Now that's the side effect or the consequence of being on for a few hours. But what are the physiological effects to the body? You know, if you're getting a headache, what does that say? What's it doing to your body at the cellular level?
Right. Well, it's particularly frightening because the headache mostly comes from surface nerves or nerves on the surfaces of your blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain tissue does not contain any pain nerves.
Right.
So whether or not you get a headache does not tell you what it's doing to your brain cells.
Okay.
And there is a long series of important studies that were done in Sweden at the University of Lund, L-U-N-D.
Mm-hmm. Heard of it.
By Leif Salford, S-A-L-F-O-R-D. He's a neurosurgeon, head of his department. And his department, from about 1988 to something like 2008, I don't think they're doing them anymore, but they were exposing rats to microwave radiation. And when cell phones came into widespread use, they used actual cell phones. And they published a series of papers, and they discovered that if they exposed their laboratory rats to a cell phone once for 2 hours, and then 50 days later, they sacrificed the rats and looked at their brains, they found dark and shrunken neurons in as many as 2% of their brain cells.
As opposed to the control group?
As opposed to the control group, which had little or no dark neurons.
Huh.
So they were saying, this is from a single two-hour exposure to a cell phone, and the damage appeared to be permanent because it was 50 days later. And he raise the alarm about what this is doing to our young people all over the world. If we're
sure.
giving them cell phones, are they going to have neurological problems, perhaps early onset Alzheimer's disease by the time they're in their 40s? And it is truly frightening. So, number one, more people feel it than you know. And number two, if you do feel it and you go to your doctor and say, I think I'm being harmed by my cell phone or whatever form of electricity, your doctor's going to call it psychosomatic, and he's going to say, there's nothing wrong with you. Here, take this aspirin.
Or send you to a psychiatrist.
In the extreme, if you insist that this is what's bothering you, you risk being labeled as a psychiatric case.
Right.
So most people go into denial. Their friends and their families don't want to know about it. Their doctors don't want to know about it. Those few people who still insist are the people that we call electrically sensitive. And yes, there is a spectrum of sensitivity. Some people are way more sensitive than others, and I explain why in my book. It has to do with porphyrin enzymes and the different levels.
And are some people more sensitive to, say, cell phone radiation, whereas others might be more sensitive to, I don't know, microwave radiation or...
Well, cell phone radiation
is
microwave.
That is
radiation.
Right. Yeah, that wasn't a good example.
But some people are more sensitive to power line frequencies.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Yes, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
However, it is also true that people are getting vastly more electromagnetic energy absorption by their body from their own cell phone than from anything else in the environment.
Ah. Now, does it matter, Arthur, if you wear a headset or not, or do a hands-free type of cell phone?
It may not matter. It may.
Oh, really?
It may in fact be the case, and there was a study early on in 2003, I think, in England, where they claimed that the wire in the headset actually conducted the radiation directly into your ear and tripled the radiation.
Wow, really?
Huh. And that's controversial, but it may not protect you at all. And also, it's not nearly far enough from your body.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know.
And the other aspect to this is that whether it bothers you or not, whether you don't feel it at all, most of the heart disease, cancer, and diabetes in today's civilization is due to electromagnetic energy.
All right. That is a very controversial statement, and we're going to take that right after this break. I want to ask you about specific illnesses caused by electronic pollution. You know, the serious ones, as you mentioned, cancer and diabetes and heart disease, as well as other more bothersome conditions such as tinnitus or tinnitus, ringing in the ears, and that you contend that that is also caused by electronic pollution. My guest is Arthur Furstenberg, the author of the new book, The Invisible Rainbow, A History of Electricity and Life. We'll also talk about some of the benefits of electricity as it relates to your health, but more the hazards, because these are things that people just don't know about. And this is the whole purpose of the show, is to make you a more aware health consumer. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just two capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals six capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
Did you know that pharmacists work in hospitals? We work around the clock with doctors and nurses to make sure you get the best results from your medicine. We're the medication experts. So when you or someone you love is in the hospital and have questions about your medicine, ask for me, your hospital pharmacist.
Brought to you by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. Find out more at safemedication.com.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. Hey, we keep at least six of your senses healthy. Sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and of course your all-important sense of humor. That's why we have the Funny Bone Pharmacy earlier this hour that you heard, and there's also your sense of direction, sense of balance. We're talking about some of the senses as they are affected by electricity and electronic pollution. If you're just joining us, our guest is Arthur Furstenberg. He's the author of the new book, 558 pages, I might add, The Invisible Rainbow, A History of Electricity and Life. And before the break, he made a pretty dramatic statement saying that most of our major illnesses are caused by electronic pollution. Yes. How can you back that up, Arthur?
I want to interject that only 400 pages of that is actual text. The rest is notes and bibliography.
Right, yes. That's what I mentioned in the outset. Okay, sure.
Thanks
for correcting.
I don't want to intimidate people. It's a good read. But there was a man, an epidemiologist at the Washington State Department of Health, and his name is Samuel Milam, Jr. He's now retired. And he wrote a book at the end of a long career in 2011 called Dirty Electricity.
Hmm.
And some of the amazing findings in his book is that when he went back to the statistics from the 1930s, he discovered, this was during FDR's program of rural electrification. They were electrifying the country.
Okay.
They were electrifying all the rural areas. He discovered that those states in which rural electrification was complete suddenly had five times the rate of, more or less, five, six, seven, eight times the rate of cancer, diabetes, and heart disease that they had before.
Oh, my gosh.
And that neighboring states that were not yet electrified had one-fifth as much the rate of those diseases.
Hmm. Now, could that have been also the things that come with modern electricity, the diet, the convenience foods, the more sedentary lifestyle because people are...
This happened between in the same year. This was the 1930 census and reports and the 1940 census and reports. In 1930, if one state was electrified and another state wasn't, the state that was electrified had five times as much cancer.
Hmm.
So the lifestyle was the same because it was contemporaneous.
I see. Okay.
But
you know what I'm getting at, right? Because, you know, there's a kind of a personality profile or kind of a,
well,
a
sure.
compilation
but
of factors.
But I took this back. I took his work, and I took it back to the year 1800.
Okay.
And I compiled all the statistics from all the censuses every 10 years, starting as far back as I could go. The censuses in this year, I don't think, went back further than about 1840 or 1850 in most states. All the states weren't on board until the 1930s or so. But I also looked at other countries. And it turned out that diabetes, before telegraph wires were strung around the world, was one of the rarest diseases. That the average doctor, if they were lucky, saw one or two cases of diabetes during their careers.
Mm-hmm.
Heart disease was a disease of infants and old people. Active adults never had heart disease. Cancer was also a rare disease.
And you were saying in your book that even lung cancer was not separated from other cancers. I mean, it was so rare.
That's correct. Yeah, lung cancer did not even have its own category until the early part of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at the rates of each of these diseases, and they're steady until about the 1850s and 1860s. And this is exactly when millions of miles of telegraph wires were strung around the world, and people started to be exposed to artificial electromagnetic energy. And it correlates. I drew a graph over the years for each of those diseases, and it's more or less, not exactly, but more or less a straight line.
So you've singled out other factors. I mean, as you were mentioning with the census, you were able to eliminate.
I was able to control for certain factors.
Right.
Yeah,
control for certain ones. Yeah. Okay.
Obviously, not everyone, but when you put this together, because we also have an explanation for why this is so. And this has to do with respiration in the mitochondria and electron transport. And it turns out that electromagnetic fields can alter the rate of metabolism in your mitochondria, the rate at which you metabolize your sugars, fats, and proteins that come from digesting your food.
Oh, hence the cases of diabetes, then.
Yes, if an external electromagnetic field interferes with electron transport, then you're not burning up your sugars, combining it with oxygen. So the sugars back up in your blood and you get diabetes. If you're not efficiently burning up your fats, in fact, what happens is your fats, proteins, and sugars start competing with each other for the respiration of your mitochondria. And if you eat more sugar, then you can't process your fats. If you eat more fats, you can't process your sugars. The fats back up in your blood and get deposited in your arteries, and this predisposes you to heart disease. It turns out that cancer is nowadays diagnosed by how much anaerobic metabolism goes on in your
right.
body, because cancers thrive in the absence of oxygen.
That's
if you're
right.
not if you're not efficiently using oxygen, then your cells all become oxygen starved, and this is a favorable environment for the growth of cancer. So those three diseases can be explained, and in fact, the epidemiology coincides with the fact that there's a biological explanation for them.
Well, I'm glad that you attended medical school, because you really understand the mechanisms and the rationale behind this, and the fact that it is entirely possible for this to take place, which in fact is what is happening according to your research.
And we have confirmation in other species. We have a study that was done, I believe, in Switzerland by I think that was Daniel Favre. It may have been somebody else. But they took some honeybees, because people are concerned about colony collapse disorder. Why are honeybees disappearing all
That's
over
right.
the world?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the possibilities is all this electromagnetic radiation from cell towers. They took a cell phone, and they put it, they exposed a hive of honeybees to a cell phone. Within 10, and then they sampled the hemolymph, which is the bee's version of blood.
Right.
After 10 minutes of exposure to a cell phone, metabolism had shut down. The bees were not, the levels of protein, fats, and sugars in their blood skyrocketed. They were not metabolizing anymore.
Just 10 minutes exposure?
10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty shocking. And that's about all the time we have is 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So
bees' metabolism is a heck of a lot faster than ours.
Yes,
it happens
of course.
More slowly in us, but it is an indication of what is happening to all life on this planet as we roll out more and more and more and more wireless technology.
Now, can we harness electricity to our benefit? Can we change, I don't know, the wave patterns or the frequency or the...
Not for wireless technology.
Ah, really?
For electricity through wires, of course you can do that. The electromagnetic fields around the wire are unintentional. They can be shielded, the wires can be twisted, they can be buried. There are engineering solutions to that.
Or what about conversely, Arthur, actually using electricity for stimulating our, I don't know, immune system, or having the opposite effect of what you're saying, that the deleterious effects that it's doing to us?
Yes, it is, and it can be, and it is used for that all over the world. It's most effective when it's done at tiny, tiny doses.
So you're talking about batteries versus plug-in type? You're talking about a few volts versus 120 volts or something that comes out of your wall?
Well, I'm thinking in terms of nanoamps
as opposed
to microamps or milliamps, yeah.
Okay, so very low voltage. All right. And what? Tell us the difference between amps and voltage. I mean, you can...
amps is a measure of current.
Current, okay.
Volts is a measure of potential. So if you have a wire that is at 120 volts above the earth, there's not necessarily any current flowing between the earth until you string a wire in between. And
then
the current flows along the wire. And the higher the voltage, the more current flows.
All right. And I found interesting in your book a page or two of information where you say in ancient times they used to hold a long wire. There'd be hundreds of people holding that same wire, experiencing that same electrical shock.
Well, this was when it was a
novelty. Yes,
it was
right.
A novelty. Right. Yeah. They wanted to demonstrate. Oh, the Leyden jar had just been invented. They now had a way to store static electricity, so they could demonstrate it on demand to the public, and the public wanted to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one way they felt it. They had 100 people holding hands, and one person took a hold of one end, and the other person took a hold of the other end, and as soon as the circuit was completed, they all got a shock.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was considered entertainment back in the 1740s and 50s.
Well, and also in the early 1900s, you probably uncovered the research on x-rays, and you could go to your local shoe store, and they would x-ray your shoes to find out, you know, how your foot is positioned in relation
That's
to
right.
your
we're,
shoe. I mean, you can imagine.
We're in a similar position with regard to cell phones nowadays.
Is that right? Wow, that is spooky. That's very... that is very concerning, because when you think about, you know, what we know now versus what we knew then, and the fact that they were so foolish to do something like that, whereas they were totally ignorant of the dangers of
but this is what I would tell people nowadays. How can people be so foolish as to put an open source of microwave radiation next to their brain?
Yeah, right, right. All right, on that note, we need to take one last break. Arthur, for this week's health report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier. And we'll be back with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health with my guest, Arthur Furstenberg, the author of The Invisible Rainbow, A History of Electricity and Life. We'll tell you how to get the book when we return, and many more questions on electricity and how it affects your health right after this. But stay tuned now for this week's health report with Dick Allgaier.
Time now for the Health Report from veteran TV newscaster Dick Allgaier. This feature is brought to you by Hawaiian Organic Noni, the makers of Noni Fruit Leather and Lavender Noni Lotion, available at health stores and pharmacies, or by going to realnoni.com. Now, Dick Allgaier and this week's Health Report.
Here's some sobering news. A large international study says adults should average no more than one alcoholic drink per day. The study found people who down more than 7 drinks a week can expect to die sooner than those who drink less. What this is saying is, if you're really concerned about your longevity, don't have more than 1 drink a day, said a researcher at Johns Hopkins University. The new study says 40-year-old men who drink as much as the current U.S. guidelines, 2 drinks per day, can expect to live 1 to 2 years less than men who don't drink. A new study says sitting at a desk all day or spending hours watching television may damage the brain in a way which is known to increase the risk of dementia. Researchers have known for some time that sedentary behavior is bad for physical health, raising the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and early death. This is the first study to show it could also influence mental well-being. People who reported more sitting had thinner brain structures, an early sign of cognitive decline and dementia in middle-aged older adults. NASA sends sperm into space for the first time. The sperm carried to the station on Elon Musk's SpaceX Falcon 9 will be the subject of a number of experiments to see how space and low gravity affect male sex cells. Astronauts on board the ISS will thaw the frozen sperm to see if sex in space could lead to successful reproduction. Don't you think there have already been some unofficial experiments done in space already? I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the instant Noni Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic Noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. David Snow with you. Hey, if you missed any part of the show or just want a double dose of good health information, our show does rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. Concluding our conversation with Arthur Furstenberg, the author of The Invisible Rainbow. Arthur, how can people get the book if they want to get a copy of it?
It is for sale on my organization's website at www.cellphonetaskforce.org. That's cellphonetaskforce.org.
Okay. And tell us about this cell phone task force.
We do education, advocacy, and support around electromagnetic pollution. We are a support network, national support network, for people who have been injured by electricity in its various forms. We advocate for an electromagnetically cleaner environment. We do some litigation. And we do education.
All right. Now, answer me this. Between a smartphone and a flip phone, I used to have a smartphone, and then I thought, I don't want a phone that's smarter than me. So I just went back to a simple flip phone now, and I'm happier, and the life is simpler, and I don't get unnecessary things on my phone or anything. But does one have more radiation than the other? Am I subjecting myself to more radiation from a flip phone than I am with
No, actually, a smartphone is a lot more radiation than a... It depends on what you mean by more.
Okay.
Engineers tend to think of the harm as being proportional to the power levels. The power level is basically irrelevant.
Okay.
It's the bandwidth, and it's the coherence of the signal.
I see.
In other words, your body's like a radio.
Mm-hmm.
If the source is close enough that you pick up a clear signal, the harm will be greater. If the bandwidth is tremendous, like if you're streaming video, that's a lot more harmful than if you're talking.
Oh, really? Okay. Interesting.
And that being said, Salford's rats at Lund University were exposed only to a flip phone. So flip phones are also really dangerous.
Shoot. Darn! I can cut you off at any time, you know. No, but,
what I tell people when they come to me with neurological illnesses, throw away your cell phone.
Really? Wow. That's hard to do in a modern world, though, because we have to be so connected.
But the question is, how much do we value our world?
That's
because
right.
We are about to destroy it with 5G. And this is why I'm going on the radio consenting to be interviewed.
Yeah, I found out from your book that, and I was not aware of this before. I don't know if most people are or not, but they're working on delivering 5G from space. Tell us about that. The
Google and Facebook have basically dropped out of the picture now.
You mean Fakebook? You're talking about
right.
Fakebook? Yeah, that's what I call it.
Right. Now the main players are SpaceX, Elon Musk's SpaceX,
right?
A company called OneWeb, and Boeing.
Boeing, the airline company, the airplane company? Wow.
Yeah. And SpaceX is the biggest project of them all. They're planning to launch 12,000 satellites into space.
12,000?
To rain down 5G on every square inch of this planet.
Oh, my goodness. And what's the timetable for that?
Beginning 2019.
No, you're kidding me.
No, this is why we're mobilizing right now. We have an organization called GUARDS. It's an international organization. It's called Global Union Against Radiation Deployment from Space.
Wow.
We're trying to set up a meeting with Elon Musk if he will meet with us.
Is there any estimate as to how much more radiation we'll be exposed to from this particular...
Well, it's not a matter of how much. The danger of satellites in space is that you are basically affecting the electromagnetic environment of the entire Earth because you're up in the magnetosphere, and the lowest satellites will be right in the ionosphere.
Oh, I see.
And our our lives, our health, depend on the global electrical circuit, which goes through the ionosphere. And this is what people don't understand. They don't understand that we are electromagnetic beings, mm-hmm. that we are connected electrically to the Earth and to the sky, and that our health depends on it, and we must not mess with it.
And as you were mentioning, both plants and animals, as well as people, you know, human beings, are affected. All living things
all living
on the planet
are in danger right now.
Wow. Now, what about natural radiations, you know, sunspots and the ambient radiation that we get? And, of course, there's radon from Earth itself, from rocks and minerals.
That is also affecting us, but that is all being dwarfed by wireless technology.
Really? So when they say check your houses for radon, it can be carcinogenic. You're saying that that's not as much of a threat as...
It's not causing nearly as much cancer as wireless technology is.
Huh. Wow. And is it just wireless technology or the plug-in appliances? Would those be also affecting us? Or...
Yes, but to a much lesser degree because, again, that's unintentional. The wireless radiation is intentionally broadcasting electricity through the air.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if it's are certain wireless waves worse than others? You know, microwaves, radio waves.
Radio waves come from usually distant antennas.
Okay.
Cell towers with 5G. There's going to be base stations on the street outside your house.
Okay,
this is what we're worried about. There's going to be cell towers on every block in the world.
Right. Now, what about when you have a Wi-Fi for your computer at home? Is that...
That's also dangerous, yeah. If you want to... number one, I recommend getting rid of it. If you can't, unplug it at night, please.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And you will sleep a lot better.
Really? Even if you're not close to it, if it's in another part of the house?
If you're in a part of the house where Wi-Fi works, you're being irradiated.
Oh, really? Yeah, so, what about your neighbors, though? It comes through the walls and comes, you know, from nearby residences that you might be...
Well, you can only control what you can control.
Right.
But it's absolutely true. If you turn off, take the battery out of your cell phone at night,
mm-hmm.
turn off your Wi-Fi, get the wireless baby monitor away from your baby. It shouldn't be there in the first place.
Okay.
Just turn it all off, and you'll sleep better.
Mm.
And that'll tell you something. And then you can start paying attention to what else is doing to your health.
Well, I know that you mentioned earlier, just a few minutes ago, that it doesn't matter too much about the power of the wireless device. But all I know is when I had my smartphone, I'd have to charge it twice a day. Now, my flip phone, I might have to charge twice a week.
Yeah, it's using a lot less power.
Right, right.
But, and part of that is bandwidth. It's so much less bandwidth.
But you know, you were mentioning that videos use, you know, they subject yourself, a person
well,
to stream
video wirelessly requires a tremendous amount of bandwidth.
Right, right. But what I was going to say is that there's, you know, with everybody having smartphones and the videos, the feature where they can help watch TV on their video phone, for goodness sake, or smartphone. Look at how much more video usage is going on with smartphones than there ever was before today.
Basically, the rate at which you're discharging a battery is a good indication of how much harm it's doing.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's great. This is such great information, Arthur. I can't thank you enough. Give us your website one more time. And is this book available at Amazon.com or just through
it
your...
It is not. It's okay. Available at a few bookstores around the country, at a few small online websites. But the best way to get it is on my organization's website, which is cellphonetaskforce.org.
Okay. Oh, .org. I'm sorry. I wrote
.org. Yes.
Cellphonetaskforce.org. Okay.
.com will get you there as well.
Okay. But .org as in organic.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit.
Okay. Good to know. All right, Arthur. Well, best of luck on the new book. And if you ever come to the islands where we broadcast from here in Honolulu, we welcome you to be an in-studio guest here in the fair state of Hawaii. So thanks so much. And keep up the good work, and please keep us updated on any new research coming out on electrical and electronic pollution.
Thank you very much, David.
All right, there goes Arthur Furstenberg. Again, that website, cellphonetaskforce.org. And here we go with another edition of the program. Thanks so much for joining us. And a reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight, from 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. And if you can, or if you can't go to the website, or excuse me, if you can't go tonight to listen, if you missed any part of the morning show, you can always go to the website, drhealthradio.com. That's drhealthradio.com. I'm David Snow. Thanking you so much for joining us this week. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of the program. Until then, remember, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.